Parshas Vayeshev begins how Yosef's the chosen one, the favorite of the sons. And then, through a court case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with the ruling, Yosef is sent into slavery. Not just sent to slavery, sent to the worst place in the world, Eretz Haaretz. Egypt in that time was an immoral place, a spiritual deficient place that ruined everybody. And he was sent down there. But right before he went down, the Torah tells us that he got into a caravan and it had perfumes. It smelled nice. Why do we care? Why would Yosef care? Imagine 75 years ago, someone being taken by the Germans, Yimach Shemam, being taken to a concentration camp and being told that, don't worry, we cleaned the cattle cars with Mr. Clean, lemon-scented olive oil. Who cares? Why would anyone be excited about that? So in Brisk, they give an answer that Yosef realized that everything is measured to the nth degree. That means he understood when he got into the cattle car, when he got into the cattle car to go to Egypt, that yes, he was supposed to be sold as a slave. Yes, Hashem agreed with such a determination, a ruling, and he agreed with the brothers. But you know what? Being sold into slavery doesn't mean you also have to have a bad smell. Not necessary. But when someone realizes that every single measure is to the nth degree, he understands that Hashem is there, and therefore it's a somewhat of a comforting moment. Of course, as human beings, when we go to someone to visit someone, God forbid, who's sick, who's going through a hard time in any area of life, that is not something we can tell them so easily. Oh, by the way, you deserve what you're getting, but understand it's deserved perfectly. No. That's something we take upon ourselves to think about. Meaning that when we go to someone to visit someone, we have to think about ourselves. Meaning that he is getting the exact amount. What does it mean he's getting the exact amount? We have cited many times. There's a question. Why go to a great rabbi and tell him over all your bad things and have him pray for you? And the answer given by the Mechas Aluza is that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures everything to the nth degree. And like when someone throws a rock into the ocean, it has a ripple effect, everything is measured. Which means, on some level, if the people around him didn't deserve the pain, then the pain wouldn't happen to the person himself. Because the people around also are measured. Their pain is measured as well. So you go to a righteous person who really genuinely feels your pain. Since that genuine righteous person does not deserve to feel this pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to heal the person who approached them. So if you really care for someone else, so what happens is, when you go to visit someone, you take this lesson with you. That Yosef HaTzadik was absolutely supposed to go down to Egypt, but not supposed to have smelling bad things as well. So when you go visit someone, you understand on some level, you can't tell them this, but you understand on some level they are getting what they deserve. But you know what will stop it? If the people around them don't deserve that pain as well. So if you have empathy for the person going through a pain, then that will stop their pain as well. Take the lesson of the smell of the beautiful perfumes and realize, don't tell it to the person going through something. Take it upon yourself and realize, if I don't have the feelings toward this person, then nothing will change. But if I genuinely feel bad for this person, and that's undeserving, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu measured the pain for that person, he didn't measure my feeling bad as well, then the person's pain would stop. So the idea is, if all of us take this lesson and all of us feel the pain of another person, all of us have empathy toward another person and realize that because we are really genuinely feeling it, that person's pain should go away. When we really feel it, enough people do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has a unity, will take away the pain of Klai Yisrael and bring on the redemption.